on page 35. You can't stress how important this is. And there's a little bit he's going over, but it's so important because it's the we're all going to see how this is the aside of many things that are later on. In order to understand how everything develops, this has to be clear. Very, very clear. And that's why he begins with the Maim of Chachma and Bina, the Tuma Maim Chachma and Bina. We're talking about Chachma personality and Bina personality. Until now, earlier, we were talking about what Chachma is and what Bina is. And in order to drive that difference home, that we should be clear to us, the Mechaber is using all different things in life to show how would a Chachma-oriented person approach this situation, and how would a Bina-oriented person approach the situation, with the understanding that nobody is purely this and purely that, but dominant, recessive, and so on. But in order to be able to really understand these koichos of Chachma and Bina, we have to just go over different things in life and to see, oh, this is a Chachma Mahalach and this is a Bina Mahalach. Why this is so important to learn, you're going to see, we're all going to learn throughout the Sefer. It's the aside of all Chassidus, is to be able to understand this Chiluk. We'll see. So on the top of page 35, I think everybody has a Sefer, right? Yeah? Good. You know? Yeah, you can. Yes, oh yeah. Everybody has. You had a nice one in your pocket. That's what's good about this. So smooth. Good. Hachachma ein ezaku klamuma. Kedei lezdabig machshavtai. Heichem shehu taivlai. The trademark of Chachma, of the Chachma personality, is that he doesn't need any kind of particular conditions in order for him to learn something new, to hear and to receive something new. That is the siman of the Chacham, Ezu Chacham. So we see that one of the simanim of a Chacham is a person who's learned Mikol Adam. And he's Makiris Makayma. What does that mean? So if Kluger explains, HaChachma in Zarko Klamuma Kedei Lazdabig Machshavtei. Heichan Shehu Taivlai. Where he is, what he can learn at that place, at that time, good, it's Taivlai. Be'yoysai Makir U'margish B'shorish Kol Inyin. Remember, Chachma means being focused on the Shorish, on the root of the Inyin. Not on all of the logistics and all the details, but on the shurish of the Inyan. He's magish, he's makir, he recognizes it, and he's magish the shurish kol Inyan. Ochuz b'dargoso shuhu aymed ba. And therefore, he is attached to the madrega where he is at that time. Ezu chacham ha-makir es makaymai. Chazal say that one of the signs of a chacham is that he's makir es makaymai. He knows his place. Now, what does that mean? Ve'enu zoku kol kach l'siyua mitzad svivoso. He doesn't need all different types of encouragement from the environment. He doesn't need that everything should be worked out just so. Gam kasher motzi b'mokam she'asvivim afriya. The person who's dovuk to the midah of chachma, even if he's in a place where the sviva, the environment, is very different from him. And even if people have a different way, and think differently, and look differently at life, the Chacham is makir es makaymai. He knows he's connected to the shayrish ha'inyan, and therefore he's not overwhelmed by these differences that surround him. He's not thrown off by them. Dovik b'rayono. He is dovuk. He's attached to the ra'ayon, to the concept. To the concept. Remember, that is the nature of Chachma, the abstract concept, but being dovuk to that abstract concept. Ha'ikr kayim, the ikr is there, it exists. U'mayishno l'kol ha'sovev. What's the chiluk? What's going on around him? Doesn't make a big difference what's going on around him. Lumasa, on the other hand, Ish HaBina, the person of Bina, again, using it just as an example, the one who is much more strongly inclined to Bina, Zokuk L'mokum Kavua, he gets very shted if he doesn't have a Mokum Kavua, if it's not a set place. The sviva shketa has to be quiet, peaceful. The conditions have to be very, very good. Shketa v'rogaz, calm, quiet. Kol hafra ktana, mesira eshalvasa. Remember, since he's very focused on all of the pratim, on all of the details, if there's some turbulence or disturbance in any of that, you can throw him off. You could throw him off. The Indian of Chochmah is not. Chochmah is dovuk to the rayon, to the kernel of the thought, of the concept, of the idea. And therefore, in that place, inside of himself, in his mind, and in his heart, there's quiet. There's confidence, and there's quiet. Let's go back to the example that we had from the fellow that wanted to make a Sefer Torah for his grandfather. You remember? Okay. So he had this idea, this chokhmah, that he's going to make a sefer Torah from the, he's going to get together the chaver, the family, whatever, he's going to raise the money, he's going to make a sefer Torah for the Zaydin. Good. In that focused concern, and in that focused project, that he absolutely must make a Sefer Torah for the grandfather, there's a very quiet and real place inside of his mind and his heart that wants that and that sees that at the end of what's going to look like. Now let's say on a Bina day, he goes and he makes an appointment with his third cousin, Maishi in Bnei Brak, to talk to him about the money. And Maishi says, I have 1,000 things before you make some safe Torah now. There are enough safe Torah in the world. You know how to have a safe Torah for the grandfather. Why don't you get him a mezuzah? You know, here's $2. I'll contribute to mezuzah. So now, if he is dovuk to the nekuda hapnimis, and he sees in his head always that big party with everybody dancing, and they're putting into an Alan Kaidish for the Zaydah, right? So then that disappointment in the logistics, in the Bina aspect of the plan, it's not gonna make any big difference to him. It's not gonna ruin anything. If he's a person who be'etzim is a Chacham and is attached to the Nekud of Chachma. But if his personality is very Bina oriented, you get one or two bad days like that, it's finished. In other words, he's not dovuk to the rayon. You understand? Mm-hmm. So if the pratim, if the logistics, if the details don't seem to be adding up quickly and in a masudah to go away, so then he's going to be mesiyash, because he's not dovuk to the midah of chachma. And therefore, since in Bina it's not working out, so the whole thing could fall apart. But the Chacham be'etzem does not need that kind of controlled environment. He doesn't have to have a controlled, clear, everything m'sudadike way. He is confident and clear as far as the Nakuda is concerned, and things will work out. Hanifal mikar chachma, a person who is nifal, who is activated, who lives mikar chachma, yuchal estatev b'shiurim shainim. He can go to all different kinds of shiurim. Derech mashal, for instance, k'ma'ela hamiskayim b'cholamoid, b'chol asayel, like in Eretz Yisrael, b'cholamoid, especially in Eretz Yisrael, they have Yihid Tuvah, some like Yihigun Shirei Torah, they have a wonderful thing. And you can go to all different kinds of shiurim kolamai. There's a shiur that some Rosh Hashiva is giving in the sugya of Melach and Cholamai, the Chais. Even though that's not what he's learning in yeshiva, that's not what he's learning with his chavrusa. But it's Cholamai in a different shiurim, and he can go to all different kinds of shiurim. In learning, in lamdas, in machshava, chesedus, not to all different kinds of shiurim. Adrabe, Yismach Lagalis Nakuda Shetem Neidelo. He's so happy to hear something he never heard. It's a thrill. I never knew about all these things about Cholamoid. And I'm like, oh, it's interesting. It's interesting. Now, Habina, he says, Lo Yashlich Nafshe El Sug Yishina Oimid Be'ata. For Habina, it's very hard for him to put himself temporarily into a complicated Inyan that he's not Isaac in. In other words, it's not his Inyan. It's not his Inyan. He's learning Bava Metzia. And he's learning whatever, Bava Metzia, he's learning Mishael Shasham, he's learning Mishavur. And he's got his notes, and he's got his head, and he's working on these things. That's this year. That's what he's working on this year, or this Zaman. It's hard for him, even though it sounds strange, and that doesn't mean he might not attend, but it's very hard for him, lo yashlich nafshai, to invest himself into a sugya sheina oimed ba'ata, that he's not holding by, that he's not in. That's not only in learning, that's nafadis Hashem also. It's nafadis Hashem. Al zen nemar, ezu chacham haloimed mikaladim, as I said before. The Nida of Chachma is Halamid Mikaladim. Why? Because Bekayach HaChachma, he has to learn from everybody at any time. Because Bekayach HaChachma Lekabo Nekudas Chayn V'chiyas Mikol Malamei. The Chacham will delight in going to a shiur and being able to pick up some Nekuda, something from that Rebbe, from that Rosh Hashiv, from that Malamed. Limtzai by Nakudis Etzem Arachis Ulakabla El Ailama. To receive something of essence from somewhere else and to try to integrate it and to bring it into his world. He'll do that. Blila Hikanes Liprate Halavushum Shesviva. Without going into, without getting lost in all of the pratim of how that particular union is enclosed. Because that Inyan is enclosed with all different kinds of levushim. He's learning the Zikin, and that we're talking about Ma'id, and it has all different levushim from what he's used to. Doesn't make a difference. There's a certain yesod in the Shia on Malachas Cholamoid. There's a certain yesod that he enjoys receiving and taking into himself. Is he going to get completely overwhelmed by all of the pratim of the Shia? No. Can he go to a shiur that's not what he's Isaac in the yeshiva? Yeah. The Nidah Chacham is Ezer Chacham Halonim Mikaladim. To learn from anybody. Klemmer, Gam im yesh ben nekudas ha'etzem pratim ha'shayni mitivav. Even though, now so you'll have a person, I'll give you an example. Have a person say that, look, Musa's not for me. Let's say you get a chassidish guy and say, no, Musa's not for me. So, nothing in Musa. There's not not one thing in the whole Teres HaMusa that you can grow from as a Jew. It's not for me. And you can have a Musa fellow that says, no, it's not for me. Why? Because there's certain basic differences between that person's, that individual's personality and things that he sees in Musa. Or for the other guy, that he sees in Chassidus. Now, the Chacham's way of life is, my general teva is a certain way, but if there's something nice in the Musa Sefer, I'd love to hear. You saw something nice in that Sefer? You heard something from the Altar from Kalm, from the Altar from Slobodka? I'd like to hear it, and maybe I could ask myself if I can grow from that, if I could become better. His answer is not, there are many, many things in Musa that rub me the wrong way. There are many things in Musa that doesn't go with my, I'm just, that's not for me. That's not his answer. His answer is, let me hear, it's not my usual mahalach, It's not my usual way. But, again, Ezu Chacham Halamin Bikaladim. The Altus Mikalim was a big tzaddik. Yeah. Okay. So let me hear. I could maybe pick something and understand it, and I could change him, and I can grow. He's not threatened by that. It's not a problem. It's not a problem. And Bechlal, to learn something from the world, like the Gemara says, to learn from cleanliness from the cat, and to learn Zvizas from an ant. His mind is a mind that is prepared to take out of his environment a seed, a kernel of something that's good. He's not particularly concerned about all of the trimmings and all the other stuff, and it's not going to throw him off. And he'll take the kernel, and he'll adopt the kernel into his life. So, but for the Bina person, again, using pure types, but for that person who's much more with Bina, it's very hard to do that. Because it's very hard to sort out for him, to separate the kernel from all of the other stuff, from all of the other stuff that surrounds, the levushim that surrounds the kernel. And the feeling is, I can't, that's not my, it's not my type, it's not, I'm not, I can't do that. It's not, I'm not used to that, it's not for me. And this, of course, plays itself out with everything in life, in relationships and so on, how people work. This is all coming from the two midas with which Hashem created the world, Chachma and Bina. For the Chacham, even though there are pratim that are different from his teva, from his nature, nevertheless, yuchalis yaches elikara, he's going to be misyaches, he's going to connect himself to the kernel, to the pnimius, to the inner point of what the Alta from Slobodka is saying, or for the case of the other guy, to what the Kedushas Levi is saying. I had this conversation with somebody who was saying something at Devar Torah at a Simcha recently, and I said, you know, it sounds to me like, because he was saying it from a certain sefer, and I told him, it's, you know, this concept is found in the Sfasemis in many, many places, and you would enjoy seeing it, you know. See, well, he says, Maish, do me a favor. Don't start with that. I said, what happened? Don't start with the Sfasemis. So I said, why not? So he said, I've looked at a bunch of Sfasemis. Not that he doesn't respect Chashol. Nobody's the Sfasemis say anything. He said, it's not a hisnagdus. He said, I looked at different Sfasemis. I don't know what he's talking about. Yeah. So what I tried to tell him is that if you want, let's sit down with the Sfasemis and go over quietly, kids, go over for 10, 15 minutes. And to, you see, what throws him off, and I understand that, what throws him off are unfamiliar terms that are surrounding the Nakuda that the Sfasemis is saying. The Sfasemis, right, is very short, right? Very short. In every Sfasemis, there's a powerful, powerful idea. Powerful. If you are not familiar with the terminology of the Chassidus form, the words that surround the idea could get you very nervous. But this fellow is a Talmud Chacham, and he's learned many, many years, and they make now Sfasemises also that have footnotes that tell you where that Medrash is, or where the Zohar is, and whatever, and brings it down. So I said, you would gain a lot. But he's resistant to that because he feels that, I don't know what all that stuff is about. It's a Rusa Delaila, I don't know what that's about. I don't know what that's going on again. It's not for me. And the sad thing is that I know that he would enjoy it very, very much, and he would gain a great deal from that. But he says, that's not my style. That's not my style. But all of that that frightens him are the levushim of the Sfasemis. But the nekuda of the Sfasemis, it's all the same Torah. The nekuda. The Chacham is concerned with the ikar, not with the pratim. Zayin, kiyadu b'chassidus. Now, some of you already were thinking of these terms, I'm assuming. And again, we've been learning for years, so these things have come up so many times. Kiyadu b'chassidus, there's or makif, the surrounding light. Or makif. Here also gedola min ha'or shuba b'chinas pnimi. So there are two types of light. Or makif, the surrounding light. Or sarvev kal almin, that's the light that surrounds all worlds. And there's makif, there's the or pnimi, which is memali kal almin, the inner light. Now, or makif, the light of the or makif, that does not penetrate. We're going to learn a lot about or not. We can have separate things just on that. But, Mamar, just on that in you. But the light of the or makif that does not penetrate into the kalim of creation is much, much greater. It's much greater. The light is stronger than the or pnimi, which has penetrated into creation. Or, putting it more simply for each and every person, what you and I know of, or we know of, or thoughts that surround our lives, is that light is stronger than what we've actually drawn into our lives to live a certain way. That light is greater. Why? Because Mishum HaYaseh Or She'enem Mugbal Altar HaKli. Because the surrounding light is not contained and limited and constricted by being in a particular kli. Ulam idach, on the other hand, so that's as far as the intensity of that light or the amount of that light, not intensity, but as far as the amount of the light of the ormakiv, is big, very big light. On the other hand, yesh maila b'or pnimi. Even though the or pnimi shall afe yoise mitzumtzum yoise, even though the or pnimi is more mitzumtzum, it's less, right? It's less. The or pnimi is mitzumtzum. Ulam yoise musag bekli. But because of that tzimtzum, because it's constricted, it's contained in a kli. Therefore, mutam el midais godlai. Practically speaking, the or pnimi does more for the person because it's able to be contained in the person's heart and mind at that point in his life, and it therefore he's able to adjust certain midas of his and thoughts and emotions according to that light, which is mugbal in the kalim, which fits in to the kalim of who he is, depending upon whether he was raised in a frum family, how emotionally healthy he is, how intelligent he is. So those are it. That's his kli. That's his kli. And the or pnimi means the light that is contained in the kli of this person, of who he is. Each person is different. Now that or pnimi is much more mitzumtzum. It's much less than the or makif, which is a big light. It's much less. But lemaisa, it does more for him moment to moment than the or makif, because it fits. So you might be able to show this person, you know, you might be able to give this person the most fantastic, beautiful suit in the world, but it could be 3 sizes too big. You can't use it. So the or makif is the size is very big, but the or pnimi is a fit. Even though it's moment sumsum, it's not as spectacular, but it fits. Derech Moshe, for example, Yesha Mishalch b'Shabbos Abiyantiv. You have a guy walking around Shabbos Abiyantiv, but chushum remembers v'nala shalkevus alakim, with a strong feeling of closeness to Hashem. He's feeling very close to Hashem that Shabbos Abiyantiv. Shadayim lo hisamtzema l'tfus ma'isim meduyuk. That hasn't yet translated into a particular practical act in his life. It's just an overall or makif. It's, there's this big feeling like of kivus of a kiv. It's just an undefined surrounding sense of kivus of a kiv, of feeling close to HaKadosh Baruch. But it hasn't become enclosed in any kalim of lemaisa, of his life. Hamakif ter mechal chalias pnimi. This makif has not yet descended into pnimi. Right now it's a makif. It's a surrounding big feeling. It hasn't yet descended into the kalim of or pnimi. V'ha'or gadol mikfi dargis ha'odam. And this light of kirvas alukim is bigger than the madrega this person's on. He just read something from the Kedushas Levi, and it was like a blast. And it's on Shabbos, Friday night, and it's a big strong feeling of kirvas alukim. But that Kedushas Levi and the kirvas alukim that comes after Kedushas Levi is 3 sizes or 3,000 sizes, whatever, too big. It's just too big. Like a simple guy, he's got 2 children, and he called up, he'd like to see some homes, and they showed him, they showed him Gracie Mansion or something. He said, oh, no, but it's not for him. So the light is Godel Mikfi Darga Sodom. The light's bigger than the Darga of the person. Ach, but he's very excited. He's very inspired by it. He's very, very inspired by it. The Kedushas Levi is very inspiring. And he's very excited about it. And it's Shabbos. And everything is very exciting. And there's this big light, but it's too many sizes. Many sizes too big for him. And he can't really wear it. Look, that light is very precious. It's very valuable. But there's still, of course, much is missing, because it's not meyushav kedeboy. Means it's not settled in a proper way. It's not settled in. If eventually, kashi yisyashev ha'or bekelav, when this light is able to be misyashev bekelav, it's able to settle into the kelim, to the kli, the or pnimi, is able to settle into the kelim of this person's mind, his heart, his evorim, the limbs of his body. When that happens, ein sofek shel regoim yis am aim haor v'yiktan. So now, when that happens, there's no doubt that original or makif will now dim. That light will become dimmer. The guy is thinking about becoming frum. He's been to a couple of Shabbatons. He's been to some people for Shabbos. He went to some seminars. He read a couple of books. There's a big or makif. Big or makif. But he's not yet actually putting on film or keeping Shabbos. The minute he begins to put on film and keep Shabbos Lamaisa, the or, meaning that big, big light, is beginning to travel down into the small kalim of a person who was not raised in Torah mitzvahs. The kalim are not developed. So what happens is that now we have this little yid sitting there having his first, his own homemade cholent, kosher cholent in a new crock pot. But he's starting to think, I don't know, I don't feel like I did when I first, and not only that, but he had to hear, like, someone gave him instructions on how to use a crock pot on Shabbos, and he doesn't know if that foil paper is sticking out enough, I don't know, maybe I'm not allowed to eat this, and this whole thing is so crazy. What am I doing? What I get into? So here we have a guy that the Or Makif was, until now, is shining brightly. He's trying to pull Or Makif into the Kalim that is weak and small. And there's no suffix that when he does that, the Maila is that he's keeping Shabbos. He's putting on tefillin. But that's going to be on the cheshbon of that breathtaking sense of the big picture of, you know, Grand Canyon out there. God loves me, and this is Judaism, and it's beautiful and everything. It's going to be dimmer. It's not going to be the same thing. Ki min ha'or ha'gadol shal ha'yontiv ha'yifach ha'madubul ha'mismakev ha'mizgerish ha'maiseh plenty b'pol, because there was an or gadol of yontiv. This guy felt kivus alakim on yontiv, right? He read the Kedushas Levi on yontiv, he felt big kivus alakim, and now yontiv is over, and it's Monday morning, yontiv is finished, and he's back at work. So we're Kedushas Levi. So yontiv is finished, Kedushas Levi is finished. Ach b'matziv zeh ha'or shenesmaik. Now, if the person is able to draw down from the Or Makif an Or Pnimi to penetrate into the Kalim of his mind, his heart, and his actions, so Ha'or Shenismait, that light, even though it's been diminished, it's lower wattage, musag, but it's no longer so abstract. It's something which is musag. It's something which he can grasp. Bar achiza. It has already a handle on it. It already has some, it's a bar achiza. It has a shaykhus to it. El dargazu, she ikra hamayla, to'ir mimal he'oris hamakif haklolus. Now, hopefully, above him, there continues to shine that Or Makif, there still is that sense of bigness or greatness. The Noisra Kafishu Ora Bishas Yontif, that's the Tachlis. How can I make Or Pnimi and change my life, and at the same time, still be connected to that Ha'ora, the bigger feeling of Shabbos, Yom Tov, Kedushas Levi, whatever it is. Shtei Bechinas Eila, listen, Shtei Bechinas Eila, Kayomas Benefesh. These two Bechinas exist in our souls. Tchunas HaChochma U'tchunas HaBina. Chochma and Bina. L'kol Echad Mibeinehem Yesh Maila She'en Luzalosai. Each one has an advantage that the other one does not have. Koyach HaChochma The Koach of Chachma, of course, is similar, resembles the Or Hamakif. It's the big picture, the Nakuda, the idea, the concept, the point, which is usually very exciting and so on. Koach of Yosef L'Or Hamakif, page 36. B'tivo. Now, going back to the guy making the Sefer Torah for his grandfather. The ideal situation is that when he's busy on that Tuesday trying to collect money for the Sefer Torah, which is Bina, right? Which is Or Pnimi, dollars and cents, talking to this cousin. Nothing exciting about that. It's just getting it done. Right? It's the bigger picture, having descended into the Kalim of Lamaisa. Lamaisa means getting the money. There's nothing particularly inspiring about collecting money. That's what it's now in. That has to get done. Ideally, when there's a healthy connection between Chochmah and Bina, where they're supposed to be together, working together, even though he's right now Isaac in the boring, monotonous Bina business of collecting money, afal pichein, there's always hovering over him the picture of the big party by the Achnasa Sefer Torah. It's always there. There's always a sense of the bigger picture. There's always a sense. That's what our Yiddishkeit is supposed to be, Rabbi Yisrael, when we go through all the details of Yiddishkeit. That's what we're learning. There's always a sense, a hergish, an awareness of the bigness, of the greatness, of the Hachnosis Sefer Torah, and my grandfather, you know, his neshama, having such nachas ruach, and all the cousins and uncles, and everybody together, and the achdus, and all that bigger picture, even though he's standing there in the rain, knocking on the cousin's door, knowing that this cousin is as cheap as they come. And he's going to have to try to get from this guy 10 shkolim, right? So, that's very hard to do that. It's like the guy that learned the Kedushas Levi Yontif, and here's Monday morning, with some custom or whatever, haggling over a couple of dollars. It's very hard. It's the Yisod of Chassidus, that connection. It's the essence of Teresa Baal Shem, to make that connection. That it should be chayfef mimalo chol prate ha'inyan. That there should always be the bigger picture hovering over the prate ha'inyan. You ever have a situation where you have a brother or a sister and you get into some, God forbid, some terrible disagreement? Terrible disagreement. And there's like, and it brings up, it kicks up like old stuff. Old stuff. And there's this and that, and mommy and daddy, this and mommy like you better, and daddy like me better, and that, that, that. And all different, a million. All, yeah, but you remember the time that we were in Coney Island, and then daddy gave you that. Yeah, but then mommy gave. And a million pratim. And it gets really bad. Gets really, really bad. And they can't look at each other. And if one of them is more of a pnimius like a person, then he'll be able, or she'll be able to say, this is so ridiculous. Anoshim achim anachno, you're my brother. You're my sister. And they hug each other and they cry and they say, it's Narishkei. We'll fight about it some other time. More. This has been going on for many years. Leave it. What happened? There were 50 pratim that weren't worked out. The Yerusha, who's getting what's going to happen? Because if the Or Makif, if one is still connected to the Or Makif, the Or Makif over here is brother and sister, or two brothers. That's the Or Makif. It's a big thing. That's Chochmah. In the Or Pnimi, there are complications between these siblings. Okay. Complications. And it goes back all the years. In every family, there's a lot of stuff. In every family. So this brother or sister was able to see where this was going and to say, Ad kan. Enough. We're brothers. Ani Yosef. So, what did Yosef resolve when he said Ani Yosef? He didn't emph up all the kashas. The kashas are good kashas. Like, what happened over here? What's been going on all these years? Every year after we read these parashas, we still have kashas. None of the kashas are answered. But what's the answer? Ani Yosef. Those Ani Yosef means the Or Makif, you understand? Ani Yosef. That's it. And they start crying and they hug each other. Ani Yosef. What about all these years? And what about... They have also the Yosef Tainus. What do you call them? They start saying deeper row. What are you going saying bad things about us? They have also Tainus. He has Tainus. They have Tainus. And the Yosef Tzadik, Ani Yosef. Ha'id Avichai. Ha'id Avichai. Finished. That's the end of it. That's the Or Makif. That's the Nekudah HaPnimis. They were brothers. So the tachlis is that while a person is busy in the world of Bina, that he never becomes detached from the world of Chachma. Chayfef mimalach al prati ha'inyin v'chayde li yisayde ha'inyin v'ikaro. Ve'estaklus ma'amika v'kerlelis, b'mabat pnimi ve'elyon, that he holds on to that deeper perspective, not only deeper, but the all-inclusive perspective that sees the bigger picture, the whole thing. Mavchin tamid begufa shel davar. Chacham means to never ever lose sight of gufay shel davar. Gufa shel davar. That's why, as we learned before, this person can hear all kinds of different sugyas and all kinds of different shirim. He has his inyan. He's attached to that. And he'll take out, from whatever reason, that nekuda that's nogeya to the gufa shel inyan. So, Mizboinin el klolus ruach hadvarim ve'etzem ahusam. He always tries to connect to the overall picture, ve'etzem ahusam, and the essence of what it is that's taking place. Mu'ar ha'odam mimahus ra'ayon. The person is illuminated with the essence of the idea. He's not examining himself at that moment. Where am I vis-a-vis this Indian that I'm talking about? He doesn't do that. It's not about him. Now, since this person is more connected to Makiv, Chosel of Amis Pinus Apnimi Shabinyan, so he could be lacking in practical application, in the Lamaisa, in the less dramatic, less exciting, more particular, more boring details of the situation. The Tomad Olav Lazari is Atma, therefore the person who's more knighted to Chachma and is more connected to Makifim, he has to always push himself. Lahirid es ha'or ha'makif, to make sure to draw down the or ha'makif. Ulahachdira yoysa l'chai ha'maisa, to bring it more into the lamaisa of his life. More of the lamaisa of his life. You can have a conversation with the guys telling you about how davening is the different olamas, the whole seder of shachris, and how it works. And then you can listen to this for an hour, and you can ask them, are you going to be shachris tomorrow morning? Where are you going to be for shachris tomorrow morning? And down by the kaisel. At, you know, 10:45. In his house someplace. And sometimes not even that. The one who gave the whole shmuz on the olamas. This is not an uncommon thing. Not to say that he's not sincere, but he's not making the connection from, just like some people don't make the connection from Bina, from Or Pnimi, to have the inspiration and the connection to the bigger picture of Or Makiv. This person doesn't take from Or Makiv down to Or Pnimi. The Tachlis is together. The Zu Avayda Eslo, for this person who has a much stronger Netiya to Chachma, it's a big Avayda. It's much harder to do that. L'umazois, karach habina, on the other hand, karach habina, oisek rak b'proti hadar. Karach habina is preoccupied with the protein, with the details of this thing. V'nechshav choser ki ein lo yisat smusa shel or. Of course, that's the disadvantage of the strong bina personality, that he's having a harder time connecting to the atzmus ha'or, to the essence of the inyan, to the essence of the light. That's where he gets very, very overwhelmed by changes and places and noise and conditions and circumstances and different examples and or different inyanim. It's not set up according to where he is. And he doesn't have a comfort level when he's not in his place. He doesn't have that comfort when he's not in his place. Oiseg yoiser bor hapnimi hametzumtzum el midas akli. The Bina person, his Asik in life is much more with the Or HaPnimi, which can make him into an extremely effective, dependable, reliable guy or girl. Make him very, very dependable. It would be very hard to build a successful corporation just with Chachamim, not Nevinim, you understand? It would be very hard. On the other hand, the Nevinim are not usually going to come up with the breakthrough idea, with the concept. The Chachamim will, but the Chachamim are not going to be able to bring it onto the table and to make it into something that you could sell. They're just going to stand there, you know, 30 years later, you know, like I said, you know, taking something to the patent office, you know. They have people that are like that. Their whole lives they're like that. I've met people like that they always have these ideas, and the wife is saying, an idea, look, I got to pay the yeshiva, you know. These are my ma'asim b'chol yom. No, but I'm on the verge. Honey, just give me another 6 months. I just gotta take another few loans from a couple of guys from shul, and then you're gonna see. This is it. And you know, she's rolling her eyes. Because my whole life, I'm in this game. I can live with this guy. I can't. The yeshivas have to get paid. I gotta take care of the bills. I gotta pay for the house. This is it. He owes already $248,000. Like to friends and to, I can't look at anybody in the street. I can't go to a simcha. I can't do anything because he has borrowed money because he's gonna make this big thing. He just needs a few more dollars to get to this big thing. He's a good guy, and he's not lazy. It's not the problem. It's not atzlus. It's the makif and the big, but the kalim. It's big size, but the orpnimi and the doesn't fit into the kalim of his life. And many, many people are suffering from that. It can cause psychological illness in a person. Either way, it can. There are different illnesses, Hashem Yirachem, that people suffer from, where there's an imbalance between Chochmah and Bina. I don't know if it's because I don't know psychology, but I would imagine that many psychological issues are due to an imbalance between Chochmah and Bina. Many, and when it's extreme, then it could be got to the serious psychological problem. But I don't know enough about psychology. I'm not saying, but I would imagine, just from learning this Indian, that many, many psychological disorders, I'm not talking about chemical, I'm talking about psychological disorders, can be traced back to the balance or imbalance between Makif and Pnimi, Chochmah and Bina. Models of parenting, of teaching. We're going to talk about that, Mitch, the next time. You have a teacher that's very, very, let's say, Bina-oriented. I had this conversation with a Mechanech on Shabbos. With a Mechaneches on Shabbos. And her whole thing is to get the girls to dance with them for Shabbos and to make them, ooh, an whole big thing in Shabbos and the bunch. And the headmistress's whole thing over there, the principal's whole thing is curriculum. Just curriculum. She did not, in 1957, she did not have that in her book of teachers' things that you run around the school Erev Shabbos screaming Shabbos, right? Didn't and get all the girls to make a train and to she didn't have that in her book. It's not there, and she gets very, very nervous. A great person, wonderful person, very, very nervous because that's a half hour. You know, they're going to be regents in June. There's a half hour, or. You know, there's a certain amount of prakim we set out that the girls have to know in Navi by the time it gets to June. Yeah. So these two people just don't see each other. They can't see. It's a chachma and bina to be able to admire each other. That requires humility. Of course. But they just can't, this one can't see. How could I forfeit an hour of Tanakh That's an injustice. It's terrible. The other one says, how could they not come at the Shabbos happy and singing? And try to get these two people to have a discussion. Each one doesn't understand. What are you talking about? Like, what's the difference if they know another parak in Tanakh? And the other one says, what are you talking about? What's this whole thing about dancing around? What does that really build inside of the person? Does that build something inside the person? Is that really something that's lasting? Is it something which is real? Is it something which is mandated by the Board of Jewish Education? And then you have these kind of things going on all the time. These are things that are exasperating people in the yeshivas that are trying to, each way, the other way, they're having a lot of disagreements and problems. In every yeshiva, there's stuff like this going on. One is more chacham, and if you have a rebbe and he's like this, and the kid is like that, and the rebbe doesn't appreciate that this child is more chachma oriented, or vice versa, it can be very bad. The rabbi has certain demands and expectations of that kid, that the kid is so foreign to that child's way of thinking. And if the rabbi is not able to adjust according to that child, and to give certain projects and work, whatever, for that child, it's going to lose him. I mean, the rabbi is going to insist, this is how I am, I've been like this my whole life, and I cannot tolerate this in my classroom. Okay. So what did you gain? So you lost the kid. You can't tolerate, and you lost the kid, so you won. No, this is going on all the time. Chachma bina. Not connecting. Not having both together integrated. And each one struggling with the other type. Marriages, to begin with, is chachma bina. You're starting off marriage with a problem. With all of the love and all that, you're starting off with a problem. Chachma bina. If it works out, it's gewaldig. If it doesn't work out, eish, like Chazal say, fire mamish. If it doesn't go. The avoida in chassidus is, how can we live lives where we are able to be miyashev, these two koiches of chacham and bina, and then from there into chesed, gvur, tefes, netzach, hayu, yisad, malchus, into powerful feelings, emotions, love, ahave, yirin, avoida, with hislavus and dveikus and so on. That's the avoida of chassidus. So Mitzvah, we're going to continue with ois ches, not next week and not the following week, the week after that.